Texte numéro 47. France accuses Patel of blackmail in row over Channel migrants. Priti Patel, the UK Home Minister, has been accused by France's Interior Minister of plotting financial blackmail and a violation of international maritime law in a deepening diplomatic row over efforts to prevent migrants from crossing the Channel by boat. Gerald Darmanin said that UK plans released on Wednesday night to send back boats of vulnerable people into French waters would not be accepted by his government. France will not accept any practice that breaks maritime law nor any financial blackmail, Darmanin wrote on Twitter. Britain's commitments must be respected. I said this clearly to my counterpart during a meeting on Wednesday, he added. The statement from Darmanin, the British Home Secretary's counterpart, reflects anger in Paris about reported plans by the British government to begin turning back boats carrying migrants once they enter UK waters in the Channel. French officials and unions are also concerned that the turnaround tactics could result in greater numbers of migrants jumping into the sea as border force vessels approach. French officials have also been angered by suggestions that Britain could withhold some of the €62.7 million it promised earlier this year to fund policing and patrols in northern France unless more is done to prevent crossings. Lucy Moreton, a professional officer at the Immigration Services Union that represents Border Force Guards, said she was also concerned that Patel's announcement could lead to more migrant passengers leaping into the water. This announcement makes it more likely that some could jump into the sea when they are approached to ensure their boat is not turned back, she said. Union representatives who have examined the protocol for using the turnaround tactic suspect it will never be used. To use this tactic, you need perfect weather. You need to know there is adequate fuel on the suspected vessel so it can return to France. The vessel would have to be seaworthy. There can't be any babies or minors on board. Every passenger has to be healthy, and there could be no chance of loss of life. Highly unlikely, they said. Any boat coming up alongside at speed would capsize most of these boats anyway, and then we're looking at people getting into trouble in the water and drowning, and then we'll get blamed for that. Aid organisations and refugee representatives condemned the announcement. The British Red Cross said the policy would detract from finding solutions that would give people alternatives to making the dangerous crossing through busy shipping lanes. Steve Valdez-Simmons, Amnesty International UK's Refugee and Migrant Rights Director, said, "The government's pushback plan is senseless, dangerous, and almost certainly unlawful." Adapted from The Guardian, September 2021.